اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر۔ اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر۔ منذ رمضان نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد سيد the month of Ramadan, and as it is we are getting up for Sehri, and look at the rahmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam says, inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-mutasahhirin. Allah and His angels, they send peace and blessings upon those people who make sehri. Allah Ta'ala and His angels, they send blessings upon the people that make sehri. We eat the sehri, food goes in our stomach, is going to help us that we won't feel very hungry during the day, and Allah Ta'ala is sending His blessings. So Allah Ta'ala's mercy upon us is unlimited. So as it is, we are getting up for Sehri. So this poetry of which you have been listening many, many times, is the ideal time to put it into practice. Apne malik se ut karke faryad kar. We are going to get up, so put your heads, not your heads, but the hearts into sajda and beg. Ask Allah Ta'ala. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر۔ اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر۔ روح کو نور تقوی سے تو شاد کر، روح کو نور تقوی سے تو شاد کر۔ نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر۔ اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر۔ اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر۔ اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر۔ روح کو نور تقوی سے تو شاد کر، نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر۔ روح کو نور تقوی سے تو شاد کر، نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر۔ We're going to put our hearts into sajda. Our foreheads will go into sajda. But our hearts must also be with our heads. And then beg Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in that early part of the morning. And see how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala changes the condition of that heart. Many a times we have been asking in our du'as. Many, many times now you have asked and I have asked about the change of our hearts. How many times we have pleaded to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we have begged Allah ta'ala that must change the condition of our hearts. ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے، میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے، بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. Are we not asking that all the time? That Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts, which are filled with greed, with evil passions and desires, and with malice and with pride and with all kinds of filth. We are asking Allah Ta'ala for a transplant, a change. So now this is the month of Ramadan. So we are saying, oh, he says, اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. Put the heart into sajda and cry before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So the forehead is in sajda, the heart is in sajda, and the person is begging Allah ta'ala. You think he's not going to accept the dua. The dua will be accepted. But of course we have to make an effort in that direction of our dua. The dua that we are making, then we must make an effort in that direction. The dua we are making, we want to go for Hajj. Dua we are making, we want to go for Umrah. So then we make an effort in that direction. We go and apply for passport, we make an application for visas, we go and purchase a ticket, we travel to the airport, we board the flight. Then we make dua, Ya Allah, make us reach safely on the other side. But the person doesn't make any application for passport, for visas, doesn't buy any ticket, doesn't go to the airport, doesn't board the flight, but he's making dua, Ya Allah, take me for Hajj, take me for Hajj. So Allah Ta'ala has got the Qudrat. He can send Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam down and pick us up from this side and drop us that side. He's got the Qudrat. But that's not the system. We have to make an effort in that direction. So if we are going to put our hearts into sajda in this Mubarak month and cry before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then we will see how Allah Ta'ala will change the condition of their hearts. Noor will come into those hearts. We will experience it. Just in the 10 days in Stanger, believe me, so many young boys, girls who have been contacting me there telephonically or SMS and letters is coming. They say for the first time, so many young people said for the first time that they really got off to a start of Ramadan on the right footing, and really with that conditioning of the mind, what Ramadan Sharif is, and the peace and the happiness that they experienced. So it's not exclusive for some kind of club members or something, that only they will get it. It's for every Muslim, every believer. Allah Ta'ala has made Ramzan Sharif for the believers. But we won't get it if we are going to listen to too much of outside noises. Too much of outside noises. Now you can give an explanation of those noises. In our bazaars, in our marketplaces, in our newspapers, magazines, radio, TV, and so many things, there's so much of noises which are attracting us and distracting us. So then if we make a little bit of ibadat and again we go and get caught up in all those things, then finish, you won't experience that sukoon inside. The whole Ramzan Sharif will go without sukoon. So it's not too late. The last 10 days are coming. The preparation must begin. This is the middle 10 days, which is of maghfirat. Apne malik se uth karke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Apne malik se uth karke faryad kar, dil ko sajde be ro ro ke abad kar. Rooh ko noore taqwa se tu shad kar, rooh ko noore taqwa se tu shad kar. Nafs dushman hai dushman ko na shad kar. Rooh ko noore taqwa se tu shad kar, nafs dushman hai dushman ko nashad kar. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. We read this repeatedly, then we will get the shock, we will get the zawk, we will get the interest, we will get the urge within our hearts that let's put it into practice. Let's cry before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and try out this prescription.
اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر روح کو نور تقوی سے تو شاد کر نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر
He is our مالک, He is our خالق. Everything is in His control. The whole universe is in His control. The heaven and the earth and everything else in His control. Our life in His control. The homes in which we live, we think it belongs to us. In our control it is, we say. Very solid foundation we have put, Maulana. Very solid foundation. We can put another 50 stories or 100 stories on top of that too. Very solid foundation we have put. Nothing wrong, put solid foundation and go as high as you want. But we have to make that faryad before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to protect that ground on which we are walking from shaking and from tremor. If Allah Ta'ala shakes it up, all the foundation is useless. So He is our Malik. Must think that Allah is Malik. Those days when there was slavery business, then that time they said our master. So the master was one who really ruled over the life of that person. But those masters were merciless tyrants most of the time. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came and changed that condition. Eased the pain and problem of the slaves. Otherwise we know, we always hear of slavery. And what impression we get when we talk about slavery. So that was what a slave was. He had absolutely no right over anything. Nothing belonged to him. Neither his clothes, nor any gold or silver, no property, no nothing. He was nothing but whipped and beaten and abused in the early days of slavery. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is not that kind of master. Allah Ta'ala is that kind of master who is saying, ask, beg, what do you want, what do you want? وَقُرْ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَارْحَمْ وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ as we just heard in the Taraweeh. Allah Ta'ala, if He did not want to forgive, then why must He say, رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَارْحَمْ. Allah Ta'ala Himself is saying, say, رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَارْحَمْ. Forgive me, have mercy on me. وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. So if Allah Ta'ala was not خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ, then why must He tell us that beg of me? So Allah Ta'ala is not that kind of master. He has blessed us with so many ni'mats and gave us the permission to use. Only thing He said, don't please your nafs. Nafs dushman hai, dushman ko nashad kar. A believer doesn't please his nafs. Nafs itself is a creation of Allah Ta'ala. It's a slave of Allah Ta'ala. That if we worship our nafs, then we are slaves and we are worshipping a slave. The person who is fulfilling the desires, the demands, the taqazas of his nafs. That means he is worshipping the nafs. Because you're fulfilling the demand of the nafs. The haram desires of the nafs. So that means we are worshipping the nafs. Now the nafs itself is a slave of Allah Ta'ala. Now the slave of Allah Ta'ala is worshipping the slave of Allah Ta'ala. Can you imagine? Who can be more stupid and foolish than that slave who worships another slave? And says, please come to my assistance and help. That slave who is in the prison, can he release another slave from the prison? The slave who is in a prison, chained up. Now he tells the other slave who is also chained up, don't worry, I'll get you released. See, if you could have got me released, then why didn't you release yourself first? If you can get me released, then first release yourself. So worshipping the nafs is like worship a slave worshipping a slave.
Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar rooh ko noor-e-taqwa se tu shad kar روح کو نور تقوا سے تو شاد کر, نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر.
میں اللہ تعالیٰ کی وجہ توفیق و عمل. اللہم صلی علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا محمد مبارک وسلم. یا ارحم الراحمین, یا اکرم الاکرمین, یا غیاث المستغیثین, یا راحم المساکین, یا ذل جلال والاکرام, یا ذل جلال والاکرام, یا ذل جلال والاکرام. ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرین. او مائی بلوڈ, اللہ یو یور سیلفز ہیو ڈکلیئرڈ ان دا قرآن شریف, وقر رب اغفر ورحم. دیئر فور وی آر سیکنگ فور گیونیس فرام یو مائی بلوڈ اللہ, اینڈ وی آر سیکنگ یور مرسی. یا اللہ, دس مبارک منتھ آف رمضان, وی ہیو ویسٹڈ اوور ٹائم ان دا مبارک منتھس, وی ہیو این اپریشیٹڈ اینڈ ویلیوڈ دا آورز اینڈ دا منٹس اینڈ دا سیکنڈز آف دا مبارک منتھ. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. My beloved Allah, the life which is gone is gone. The days which are gone are gone. You will not be able to bring back a single second from that. But my Allah, whatever days of our life remain, and especially the days in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, give us the tawfiq to put our heads and hearts into sajda and beg of you. To make sincere tawbah from all our sins and all our evil actions and our deeds. To turn towards you with repentance, to express remorse and regret and shame and nadamat over our sins. Mere Allah, hum gunegar hai, siyakar hai, badkar hai, mujrim hai, khatakar hai. Hum gande hai, mere Allah, hum gande hai. Tere bande hai. Kuch bhi hai, tere bande hai. Tujhe chhod ke hum gande jaye kaha. تیرے سوا ہمارا کوئی سہارا نہیں, تیرے سوا کوئی ہمارا. تیرے سوا ہمارا کوئی سہارا نہیں, تیرے سوا کوئی ہمارا نہیں. مائی بیلوڈ اللہ, مائی بیلوڈ اللہ, oh my beloved Allah, become ours and make us yours. We know we are not deserving, but my Allah, what is it that we are deserving of? You have blessed us with Iman, with Islam, with life, with health, with knowledge, with wealth, with our heart, liver, lungs, kidney, bladder, all functioning. Our sight, our hearing, our speech, my Allah, what is it that we were really deserving, because we used every ni'mat for your disobedience. But in spite of that, you blessed us with all these ni'mats. My Allah, therefore bless us with complete forgiveness of all sins. Become ours and make us yours. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Don't deprive us of the goodness of this world, the goodness of the akhirat. Ya Allah, cure us of all our ailments, sicknesses, diseases. Ya Allah, give us strength. Ya Allah, those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those who are in financial difficulties, remove the difficulties and problems. Throughout the world, my beloved Allah, the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is suffering. Mankind is suffering. Ya Allah, bless entire mankind with hidayat. Bless entire mankind with hidayat. Make all of them worthy end of entry into Jannat. But those who have become obstinate, those who have made up their minds, they will never ever accept Islam. They will reject you and your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they will continue with the persecution and torture of the Ummah. Then, my Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Send the gale force winds against them. Send the flood waters against them. My Allah, protect and help and assist the Mujahideen of Islam. Assist the Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Don't look at the shortcomings of the Ummah anymore, my Allah. We acknowledge indeed we are extremely weak. Ya Allah, with your shan of Rahimi and Karimi, remove the problems, the difficulties, the hardships that the Ummah is facing, especially in those areas where disasters have struck. Those who have passed away, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Those they have left behind, bless them with Sabr Jameel and Ajr Azeem. Ya Allah, make it easy for aid and help and assistance to reach them. Ya Allah, oh my beloved Allah, don't test us also. Don't test us, we are extremely weak, don't test us. Ya Allah, bless us, our wives, our children, our parents, our grandchildren, our family members in the Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam, with protection from all kinds of afat and baliyat. Protect us from the fitnas of the fitteen, from the shararat and mischief of the mischievous, from seher, from jadu, from jinn, from all kinds of evil. Ya Allah, hum sab ki hifazat farma. Jab maut ka waqt aaye to khatima iman ke upar Madina Tayyiba ke andar farma. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all his life he made duas for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. And protect us from all the fitnas that he asked for protection. Protect the Haramain Sharifain, Masjid Aqsa, Masajid, Madaris, Khankas, the work of Tabligh and Dawat, and all other societies and anjumans who are doing Islamic khidmat. Bless every worker of deen with ikhlas and give them the tawfiq to work within the parameters of Sharia. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.